close to 400,000 civilians continue to be in urgent need of humanitarian assistance in Syria's besieged eastern Ghouta, said the UN on Monday. Fighting's intensified and humanitarian agencies have not been able to provide life-saving food or medical supplies since the 28th of November. The UN continues to call for a ceasefire to allow aid to flow in as well as access to evacuate the critically ill. Panas Muntsis, the UN's regional humanitarian coordinator for the Syria crisis, said in an interview with UN News that the 20 to 30 minute drive to hospitals in Damascus is impossible under current conditions. At stake are 600 civilian lives, including those of 142 children. Every day, every hour, every minute that passes, their lives are at risk, Mr. Muntsis told Rima Baza. He also provided the latest on the recent massive civilian displacement in Idlib governorate and around Afrin, close to the Turkish border.
The situation in eastern Ghouta is really very dramatic. I would say it's beyond imagination because you have about 400,000 Syrians who have been besieged there for the last 4 years. We're talking about women, children, families in a suburb of Damascus, where East Ghouta is. And the concern is because since November now, there's been quite an intensive military operation that is taking place. And we as humanitarians, we have not been able to provide any food or medical supplies since the end of November. Now, in addition to this, there is some 600 people who are in urgent need for medical evacuation. These are people who are injured, who have various health diseases that need to be taken out to a hospital. A hospital which is really just a 20-30 minutes drive down the hill into Damascus. So we're really worried about the civilians, about the protection of civilians, about the medical evacuations, the delivery of humanitarian assistance, the access in a conflict where all parties, and we call upon all parties really to protect, to ensure the protection of civilians in this extraordinary situation.
How many people need urgent evacuation, medical evacuation right now from eastern Ghouta?
So we have about 600 persons, of whom 142 children, who are in urgent need of medical evacuation out of East Ghouta.
Based on what you know about the medical conditions of the people who need evacuation from eastern Ghouta, what will happen to them if they were not evacuated as soon as possible?
Well, sadly, we already have a number of medical cases of people who have died because of no medical evacuation. There's a number of people who are in a life-threatening situation. So that's why really we keep on raising our voice and asking on humanitarian grounds to have a cessation of hostilities, a humanitarian pause, to allow to bring us food, medical supplies, assistance to the entire population of East Ghouta, which is about 400,000, and to take out these people before it's too late. Every day, every hour, every minute that passes, their lives, the most urgent, the most critical medical conditions, their lives are at risk.
How can the UN help in a situation like this, in a besieged area?
Well, we were in close contact, and of course with the governor of Syria in Damascus, we have made repeated requests to be given access to do an assessment, to provide humanitarian assistance, to support the medical evacuations on humanitarian grounds. As humanitarian agencies, we're not political. We are there to respond in a neutral, independent, impartial way, to help people in need in the most remote, in the most difficult areas. And East Ghouta is on top of the list of the humanitarian needs at the moment in Syria, together, of course, with Idlib and the displacement that is taking place there.
You expressed concern also about the situation in Idlib and the massive displacement over there. Can you please give us an idea about what's happening over there and the situation in Idlib?
Well, in Idlib, since December 15th and following the offensive that is taking place in the south of Idlib, we have seen this massive displacement of more than a quarter of a million people who moved from southern East Idlib to central Idlib. Now, Idlib is really the most congested governorate in Syria, with more than 2 million inhabitants, of whom about 1 million are already displaced. These are people who, many of them were displaced multiple times, who came from other parts of Syria into Idlib. And now, since mid-December, we see a further displacement, which, of course, now we're in the middle of the winter, with cold, with snow, with low temperatures at night, with rain, And imagine, you know, these families, women and children have to run away to yet one more time to find a safe safety within Idlib. And of course, next to that, Afrin itself, with another 15,000 displaced, even just in the last 7 days within Afrin. So we're really having like a crisis on top of a crisis on top of a crisis in multiple locations at the time. And as humanitarians, we try to do everything we can with the UN agencies, the NGOs, to respond to the needs of the people where they are.
In Afrin, also the situation, as you said, is getting more complicated. So are there any plans for the UN to help the displaced over there?
Well, Afrin is in the area where we work, like all cross-border operations, we work through Syrian national NGOs. And there are national partners in the area of Afrin, like in Idlib. So far, the displaced people have remained inside Afrin. They haven't been allowed to go further out. And indeed, the assistance, the Syrian NGOs who are there are responding as best as they can, given the extraordinary circumstances, to help them, to help the displaced people.